Good vach. I hope you had a wonderful Shabbos. We study Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lidui Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we find ourselves at the end of the 8th parak of Masechta Nida, and the beginning of the 9th parak. And so we begin with parak Ches Mishnah Dalet. Eid Shonasan Tachas Akar. What if she had a bedika cloth? It was then put under a pillow, and now she finds blood on it. So Agul Tar. If the stain is round, so then she can assume that it's tar, that that's a blood that came from a bug. But mashuch tame, if it's pulled, if the stain is an awkward state, right? So then we assume that that's usually what happens when you have a bedika cloth, right? And you put it around, so that it's more likely that it came from her, Debir Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadok. This is the position of Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadok, and that is the way we paskin lahalacha. Okay, so moving from Ksamim to the next issue, the Mishnah says, "Ha'isha she'osa tzurachah." What happens if a woman was going to the bathroom, v'ra'as adam, and then she sees blood in the toilet? So Rabbi Meir omer, im omedes tameya, v'im yosheves tohara. If she happened to be standing at that situation when she sees the blood, so she's going to be tame. And why is that? Rabbi Meir holds that when she urinates standing up and she sees blood in the toilet, she's tame. Why? Because she was trying to hold back the urine until she could sit down in the normal manner, and she missed. So under those circumstances, the assumption Rabbi Meir works with is that the urine backwashed into the uterus, and then when it left the body, it was uterine blood mixed with the urine. But if she was sitting, right, in the normal sitting position, and she sees blood in the toilet, So she's tahora, since there's no reason to suspect that there's uterine blood over there. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ben Kach or Ben Kach tahora. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that it doesn't matter. It's not the way the biology moves. Whether she urinated standing or sitting, and Rabbi Yossi says the likelihood of urine backwashing into the uterus is such a miut, such a small possibility, there's nothing to be concerned about, and so she's assumed to be tahora. And of course, that is the way we paskin lahalacha as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezras Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful week and a terrific chag.